You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show. Well, today I'm talking a lot about pageant scoring. I've talked about the different types of scoring and the problems with non-disclosure and partial disclosure. And I would love to hear what you think about scoring in the pageant community. If you've got a comment about pageant scoring or today's show, just go to the Pageant Talk Radio fan page on Facebook and leave a comment about today's show. I think it's important that we all participate in the evolution of pageant scoring, and I think that the time to start talking about it is now. Well, I've talked a little bit about what I think about pageant scoring, how it's done, why it's vitally important that pageantry provide the best, honest, most ethical form of scoring, because today's pageant contestant is not the pageant contestant of 10 or 15 years ago. You know, all areas of competition routinely review and update their scoring practices to reflect the changes within the field of competition. You all remember the Olympics when Mary Lou Retton, the gold winning gymnastic representative from the United States. You know, Mary Lou Retton did those fabulous vaults and she got 10s, and then suddenly everyone in gymnastics was getting 10s, and they were getting 10s on the balance beam and they were getting 10s on the uneven parallel bars. And so the gymnastics, the International Gymnastics Organization, changed the scoring system so that it was more specific, so that there were the deductions were highlighted. What was a deduction? What wasn't a deduction? They had more specific elements and delineated what the scoring was for those particular elements in a routine. Recently, ice skating has done that too. This year at the Olympics, ice skating is a whole new scoring system that I'm trying to figure out. They no longer do the ordinals. Remember the ordinals where you could actually, your number score might be higher than the other ice skater, but if your ordinals were higher, you still won? How goofy was that? The ordinal placement is just like forced ranking in pageantry, and they've eliminated the ordinals, and now they, like gymnastics, have delineated, you know, specific parts of the competition are worth this much. The jumps have to be equal to the artistry and the spins. You can't just win because you can do three quads, but you can't do anything else in your performance. So other hobby sports or flat-out sports, pageantry is a hobby sport. I call it a hobby sport because no one really does it for a living, right? I mean, we do it as a sport. We approach it with the same level of dedication and focus and excitement as a sport, but no one really does it professionally. So I call it a hobby sport as opposed to a sport. But other important sports that have subjective competition, a subjective competition is one where, you know, we can't tell who crossed the finish line first. It's not the 100-meter dash, right? In a subjective competition, there is some type of judging taking place with a judge. You know, even the ski jumping, they're doing judging based on the difficulty and the execution of the elements. So in every judged competition, the scoring systems have been routinely reviewed and updated by the international associations to reflect the additional skill level and advancements of the participants, in this case, the contestants. You know, pageantry doesn't have a centralized organization that oversees pageantry and certifies pageants. It's up to us to help pageantry advance forward and improve and continually improve. You know, we're asking contestants to continually improve, to experience personal development and growth, and we need to do that in the pageant community as well. So we all have a certain responsibility. Contestants have the responsibility to ask about the scoring system before you send in your money. If pageants stop getting contestants, if the money dries up because people do not like the scoring system, then that pageant system is either going to go under or they're going to change. Contestants, you have to vote with your dollar. Do not keep entering these same pageants over and over again and then keep complaining about them as if they're the only problem. As a contestant, you have the responsibility. If you want to see pageantry move forward in scoring and judging, you have the responsibility to vote with your dollar. Ask about the scoring system. What type of scoring disclosure is provided? Is it non-disclosure, partial disclosure, or hopefully full disclosure, and whether or not the pageant has considered matrix scoring. Oh, by the way, on full disclosure, I do think it's okay to list the contestant name or the contestant number with their score. There are also some pageants who want to list just pin numbers. So, right, so your contestant number or your contestant name is not displayed, but your pin number is displayed. You know your personal identification number. No one else knows it, but you can see all the scores and where you ranged. I consider that as a subset of full disclosure. I think that's totally acceptable. My preference is for the contestant number or the contestant names because I think that eliminates all question, but I do think an intermediate step to full disclosure is the pin number disclosure. So those are the responsibilities that contestants have, to ask, and vote with your dollars. Coaches, I think it's our responsibility to continue to advocate on behalf of our contestants for full disclosure matrix scoring. If you are a coach and you are getting paid by contestants, your number one allegiance and responsibility is to the contestant who's paying you, not the pageant that you sponsored, not the pageant system that you put your program book in their ad. You know, if you're going to suck up to the pageant system, then that's your client, is the pageant system. If you're going to advocate on behalf of the person who's actually paying you, then you're being a coach. And I think that coaches, we have to try to encourage and push directors for full disclosure matrix scoring. Directors, I think it's up to you to take a leadership position in updating your scoring system. You need to start moving directly to matrix scoring, or you need to start that gradually over time. I also think that you need to demonstrate full disclosure. I think if you want to do full disclosure with a PIN number, that's great. But I think that in order to end this constant bickering and accusations about rigged pageants and all these kinds of things, and instead of allowing contestants the opportunity to bash your pageant on message boards with what we know is inaccurate information, I think that we need to move to full disclosure matrix scoring. It really is only the directors who can make the decisions. You know, contestants can ask and we can vote with our dollars. Coaches can encourage and you know, try to persuade, but it is up to the directors to take a leadership position in advancing the pageant community forward in a way that positively benefits everyone. And then I think that judges need to be held accountable. Judges need to pay attention to what the scoring system is supposed to be. If you've got a director who's only giving you a 5-minute orientation, you need to say, hey, I need to know what a 1 is. What's a 2? What's a 3? What's an example of a 4? What kind of score is the average contestant supposed to get? You need to be accountable for your score. You need to take your responsibility seriously. This isn't about some 4-hour thing where you get to go in and you know, meet your ego need by feeling important. This is supposed to be an evaluation of the contestant's demonstrated expertise, not her potential. Her currently demonstrated expertise in that area of competition. She spent a lot of time and energy getting ready for that pageant, and she's relying on you as a judge to score her appropriately. I really feel that if the pageant community embraces the idea of evolving the scoring system the way that the contestants have evolved their skill set, I think that we're going to be able to advance and move the pageant industry forward. Well, that's it for this week's show. I know that was a mouthful. Again, if you want to leave a comment about this week's show or a comment about scoring systems, just log on to Facebook. I know you're all on Facebook, and go to the fan page, Pageant Talk Radio. We're going to have a link up to the show later on today, and you can certainly post a comment or a message whether you agree or disagree. We welcome all viewpoints. We want to get the conversation started. I want to let you know that next week I'll be talking about getting a winning talent score at Miss America, and joining me will be talent preliminary winners Miss California, Christy Cavender, Miss Michigan, Nicole Braschek, and top 5 pianist, Miss Louisiana, Catherine Putnam. To get advance notice of all my guests, just sign up for my email newsletter at www.valeriehays.com. I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you for making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live pageant talk radio. I'll see you next time, but in the meantime, remember to make today a pageant fab day.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others, mypageantplace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today, or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.